The artifact we're looking at now shows us the kind of relationship existing between the tarahumaras, nature, and music. The violin is currently being exhibited at the Metropolitan Museum of Art in New York City. The object is about 24 inches long, or 61 centimeters for those that prefer the metric system, and 9.5 inches, or 24 centimeters wide. Right next to it, we can see a bow, which is about 19.5 inches, or 49 centimeters long. The bow still has some horsehair strings. The instrument is constructed in a very similar way to the Baroque violin. For example, just like the F-hole of the Baroque violin, the F-hole of the tarahumara violin is separated into three segments. But the tarahumara and the Baroque violins are far from being identical. For instance, the instrument we're seeing before us doesn't have purfling. That's what we call the narrow decorative edge that looks like black and white lines and that's embedded in the top plate of the traditional violin. It usually helps keep the instrument together by preventing cracks from developing due to changes in the weather and humidity. Another difference compared with most violins is the tarahumara sunpost. That's the wooden piece which many refer to as the soul of the violin. Whereas it is usually found inside the traditional violin, the tarahumara sunpost can be seen from the outside because it's shaped like a hook with the notch of the hook fitting into the F-hole. Finally, the instrument we're looking at right now has been carved in wood, but in contrast with most violins, this one doesn't have a shiny surface because it's not varnished. Its color is very pale, almost faded. That's because the wood it's made of isn't spruce or maple like for most violins. In fact, it's actually made of yellow pine wood, which the Raramuri prefer to use to make their violins. It has to do with the great availability of pine trees in the area of the Sierra Madre Occidental, where the tarahumaras live and where they can find all the material they need to make their violins. That's one of the reasons why protecting the forest areas of the Sierra Tarahumara is so important. The modern process of globalization has changed the traditional use of forest resources. Because of the commercialization of forests and the recent changes in agricultural practices, deforestation has become a significant problem in the region. Which is why, even though the Raramuri community has always avoided taking part in processes of globalization, they have recently decided to dedicate part of their land to reforestation. Their action is part of the bigger project under the Tarahumara Sustainable Initiative. The same pine trees providing the community with the material for making their violins are also used for the reforestation project. This really goes to show the strong connection between the indigenous community, music, and nature. Additionally, the double use of pine trees demonstrates how tarahumara violins are the product of a sustainable labor linked to indigenous ecological practices.